What do you think started World War II? What do you think brought this country into it? Was it...
I really don't know what started it, but I think the United States meddles in a lot that they shouldn't meddle in. A lot of politicking and other people's business. And I think sometimes that gets us in trouble. I think the government should be run kind of like you run your household, only it's a bigger household. You don't meddle in your neighbor's business, and you get along. And if you don't meddle in other countries, you can get along. But I mean, I'm not all that up on politics, and my views are, I guess, one-sided. but what I'm, you know, you just don't ever know what starts it. But I know we've had a lot of boys killed. A lot of times we don't know why. And it's sad that a lot of men get killed, and then their families have to be raised up without a father.
Did you ever think there was a time the U.S. might lose this war?
Well, I can remember there was a lot of prayers went up for Forest Service. In the United States, people as a whole lived closer to the Lord during World War II. There were a lot of people stayed on their knees and prayed that the boys would be took care of and they wouldn't lose the war.
Mm-hmm.
And because, I mean, I know here lately they have said on a lot of news things that it came fairly close to the United States losing the war.
Yeah.
But back then we didn't know that. But I know I've watched a lot of news things and documents and things, and they said it was, you know, very close that the United States could have lost it. But we also never know, you know, there's so many, many things that starts trouble. And it just gets bigger and bigger. And the first thing you know, you're in war.
So your husband was in World War II?
Mm-hmm.
Did he tell you anything, any battles he was in or anything like that?
He was a cook.
He was a cook?
He was a cook in the service. In
what branch?
Oh, I don't know. It's been so many years ago. All I know is he was a cook in the service. He was a good cook, too. Even out of service, he was a good cook. But, you know, they had to get up fairly close to the front lines, you know, to have food for the boys. And I think he liked 3 months, spending 5 years in service.
He spent 5 years in World War II?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when World War II ended?
I remember, but I don't remember the year, you know.
Do you remember the community's reaction to the ending of World War II?
Oh, yeah. It was like It was like 4th of July and Christmas rolled into one.
Big celebration, huh?
You better believe it. That was a lot of tears and prayers and thanks and everything else going up. It was over. But it took a long time. It took months and months for the boys to get home, even, you know, because when the war was over, a lot of them was overseas, still overseas. And it took months to if they were coming out, you know, it took months to get all that red tape to took care of before they could get to come home. But I think most war affects most men's nerves. I mean, I don't think any man that ever goes in service in combat that he comes out, even if he doesn't get hurt, his nerves are bad. I think most people's are. But you just don't ever know. He come home and my husband, he wasn't a husband then, but he was out about a year when we got married.
I've heard a lot of stories about back then in entertainment and didn't have a place to go shopping, like you said, but they had a Sears Roebuck catalog. Do you ever remember using one of these Sears Roebuck catalogs?
Oh, yeah, that was big time shopping. Yeah, that was big time shopping. You just Sears. We see, out when you lived out in the country, maybe one person would get a catalog or two people. And you'd borrow a catalog, you know, to order stuff. And they had another use for the catalogs, too, after they'd go out of date.
What was that?
You had outhouses. And how bathrooms in your house, you had outhouses. And they used that for toilet paper.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Sears Roebuck catalog come in handy for the order and to look at. You just take and look at, and us girls would take Sears Roebuck catalog, you know, after we'd go out of date, and if the mamas could let you have it, you'd cut your paper dolls out, you know, and the pictures of the men, women, children, and things, you know. And us girls, that's what us girls played, was Playhouse and paper dolls. And I know one time we lived out at Ironton, and we had a neighbor that had a girl that was about my age. Her name was Helen. And they had a big old barn on the land they lived on, and me and Helen would get us a her mama's Sears Roebuck catalog, and we'd climb up in the barn loft, and we'd make us a house up there, you know, with these paper dolls we'd cut out. And we'd get us some cocoa and sugar, put it in a snuff box, and we'd sit up there and dip cocoa and sugar and place paper dolls for hours and hours.
Pretending it was snuff.
Yeah, boy, we just squirt that cocoa and sugar everywhere. we had a good time. We had a good time playing paper dolls. So Sears and Roebuck, they still around, but they served a lot of purposes with their catalogs back then.
Did you ever order anything out of them?
Me personally, I don't think I've ever ordered anything out of Sears from Roebuck, Carolina. I'm sure Mama had did, but me personally, no, no. I don't think I've ever ordered any. I've bought from Sears stores, but I don't think I've ever ordered nothing from their catalog.
Did y'all have a radio for entertainment?
Oh, that's the only entertainment you had. And the one we had for years were Bad Reed. It was a Bad Reed radio. And you didn't play it like you play your stereos now, you know, anytime you want to hear music. Daddy saved hours till Saturday nights, and we listened to the Grand Ole Opry and Minnie Pearl. that was our entertainment for the week, the Grand Ole Opry and Minnie Pearl.
How long did the batteries last in it?
A long time, because Daddy didn't let you use that radio. He saved it for the Grand Ole Opry and Minnie Pearl. That was the highlight of our week, was the Grand Ole Opry and Minnie Pearl. And you didn't turn that radio on during the week and listen to it. Or he would turn it on sometimes and listen to the news, you know. But, yeah, I mean, you just didn't turn it on like I turn radio on nowadays, you know, anytime you want to. But you had to save the batteries because I don't know where they must have been expensive for back then. I don't know, but I know Daddy didn't allow you to use the radio, you know. He wasn't mean about it. He'd just say, we got to save it because we all enjoyed that Grand Ole Opry and Minnie Pearl on Saturday night. That was a big thing, I mean, you know. And we had some good times. We really did. We had good times. And I think people were more content back then. They were more content. And it didn't take as much to satisfy people then as it does now. It takes so much more to satisfy people nowadays. People are not content with what they have. They want more, or they want to go more, or they want to do more. People are living at a faster pace nowadays than they did back then, too. I married and I had two children, a boy and a girl. And eventually they married, and I have four grandchildren. But I'm proud of them.
Yes.
I'm proud of my grandkids. I'm proud of my children. And I got two in Jacksonville, and two more that's got to go somewhere when they get out of school. I don't know where they're going, but they got to go somewhere when they get out of school. But I'm proud of my grandchildren. They're using their heads, they're going to school, they're getting their education before they take on the responsibility of marriage and family and all, and I think it's good. I really do. I think it's good to get your education, get all that out of the way, and then concentrate on your personal life. And I know they have a hard time juggling their schedule and trying to work and all that, but in the end, it'll pay off. And like I say, I'm proud of them. They're good kids. If they don't like to be called kids, they're good young men and young women nowadays. But I love them and I'm proud of them. And most of all, I'm proud that each and every one of them can confess that they are born again Christians. Mm-hmm. That's the main thing.
Yes, ma'am. Real important thing.
Yep.
Well, thank you a lot.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. You've been a good grandmother, too.
Thank you.